This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. We were talking about gifts during the break. The gifts that you're going to get for your cat, your dog, your ferret, your possum.
And
for
your
friendly, pet-friendly friends, too.
Well, it's a very important time of the year. I know it's not just a holiday, but it's a very essential time to keep your pet safe in the cold weather.
Oh, yeah, like how?
Well, you know, obviously sweaters are very popular and outerwear. You know, short-haired dogs like dachshunds or chihuahuas, very much a necessity for their little thin coats. But, you know, there's boots. If you have a dog that spends time outside, a heated water bowl, so we don't have any freezing concerns.
Wait. You would let your dog out in any kind of temperature where the water would freeze?
I have a dog who loves to sit in like a bank of snow. She is a furry beast and she loves being outside. I don't leave her unattended, but for people who do live in those climates where their pet may be outside and need water, or there are dogs that do live outside, you know, whether they're, sled dogs, or what have you, they may be outside and need the access to water. You just want to make sure they have a heated water source.
What's the dog that carries the
St. Bernard?
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard.
That's
bring whiskey, though.
That's whiskey. Yeah.
But you know, the other thing I think a lot of people forget is grooming in the winter. And people think you shouldn't groom because you don't want to cut their hair off. And there's a lot of things that get neglected. So I think the gift of a professional grooming can also be a great thing. And Joey did not pay me to say that. So
that's actually not a bad idea. You know, Ladybug is a wash and wear dog, but once a year. You know, it's like a spa treatment. It might not...
Yeah, she'd probably enjoy it.
Yeah, she probably would enjoy it. Now, do you actually put your dogs in sweaters, Dr. Debbie?
I do put my little guy in sweaters, but we have some limitations. He likes kind of more like the armless shirts or jackets. Anything that constricts his arms, he is not a fan of. So, like the armless tanks. He loves that. He does have wool sweaters. It just really depends. He's not, he doesn't love it, but he realizes he needs it when it gets around 20, 30 degrees out.
You know, my little dog, all I do is just hold up the sweater and I put it over her head and she puts her legs in her own.
Oh.
Yes, she does it on her own. I just put it over her head and she puts in one leg and then she puts in the other leg. And
so she likes wearing the sweater?
She doesn't protest.
Complain. Doesn't
no.
protest.
No, she doesn't. I think she likes it.
Okay. Well, I guess I shouldn't complain.
Yeah, hell, you're going to be a hard sell. I think the dog boots may not go over with you if we can't sell you on a sweater.
Well, no, I understand the dog boots because everybody's putting like salt on the sidewalks when there's snow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's salt. And some of it has chemicals in it and the dogs are licking their feet. So I can completely understand the booty thing. You know who we have on the phone is Denise James. Hi, Denise. How are you doing?
Hey, Hal. I'm good, thank you. How are you all doing? I'm just sitting here like daydreaming, listening to you. It's like my cup of tea, talking about animals. I just love it.
That's what I understand you do for a living. Where are you? Where do you live?
Well, now we're in Tennessee. I was living in upstate New York, and I was on a radio program there for about 3 years, and then they closed. And then actually, I was bitten by a pit bull, so I had to take some time off, and I never lost hope, and they stitched me up and my mouth, and I was better.
So your mouth?
Difficult. Yeah, it was actually a family member's dog, and I have no hard feelings, but he was at my feet, and I'm very intuitive, and I just kept saying, you know, look away, Denise. And people ask me what breed, because I don't say, and he was a pit bull mix. And I never went around there. Everyone was nervous of him. He was growling, you know. And this is what I say on several shows. You have to be responsible. Even my chihuahuas. I had 13 dogs. Now I'm down to 7.
Whoa.
But, you know, they're little yappers, and they can lick, and they're annoying, and, you know, to other people. So you have to be responsible and put them in another room. And then I did another show on that, how to keep them out of a party but include them. So I looked down, and he looked up at me, actually, first. And then I looked down, and I just said, hello, boy. And I said his name. And he just leapt up and went, ah, and grabbed the left side of my bottom lip. Now, took out a chunk. So I know sewing, so I know that sewing a seam together is easy. I didn't care about a scar, but I, like an old person without teeth, I was sliding my tongue through. Anyway, long story short, went to the hospital. Everyone said it was bad, it was bad. Then this amazing doctor came in, and I said, can you do this? And he said, sure. I said, have you done this before? He said, well, I take cancer out of people's mouths. I said, do you do facelifts? Because I knew if he did a facelift, he would do the scar, the seam really good. And he goes, oh, yeah. I said, oh, good. You'll do it now. And I was perky and happy because I never lost faith. It's made me aware. And I'm like, why me? And I'm like, why not me? But I think because I'm in this animal industry that it's made me more aware because I put my face in horses, in cows, in dogs, everyone's face.
Now, what do you do when you get around this dog again?
Well, I haven't seen him, and he's not here anymore. I didn't ask him to be euthanized, and that's a new law that's coming out right now with Jim Tedisco in upstate New York. They're trying to fight that after a dog bites once, don't euthanize, you know, get them treatment, give them a chance, whatever. So that's another law that's coming out. But it left it a year, and then the insurance company with them would not cover them again unless the dog was put to sleep. Now that's, or they take it out of the house. Now, if that was me, I would have found a loving home for him. It was difficult. He was only 2.
Wow.
It was
wow.
not the dog's fault. It was the owner and the responsibility of every single pet owner. I don't care if it's a docile dog. Animals have a mind of their own. Even my guys, they talk to each other. You know, I'm intuitive. I can pick up on what they're about to do and say. And they do talk to each other. I had a Yorkie and a Chihuahua that kept fighting with each other. She kept telling the other one how pretty she was because she's got long hair. Mommy loves me more. No, mommy doesn't.
We are with Denise James. She loves herself some animals. Do you think you're over the top at all?
I am so obsessed that I won't eat because I'm in the middle of finding the correct dog bed, or I put my head in the bird cage when I'm decorating it for my parrot. And I'm, do you like that? If I look that way, is that, I'm and on shelves. I have to have. I am totally obsessive. My husband is the most patient person in the world.
That was my next question. You're a married woman, and does he have the passion for animals like you do, or is he very tolerant?
He does, but I just went away to see my horse in Maine, and I left him in charge because my special needs girl passed away before we moved, and I had an old pug, 15 and a half, passed away, and a boxer, but it's funny, they all left. I always say they leave. I don't like the term put them down or euthanize. I just say I help them to leave, and then they go on to their next life. So I had a list a mile long, and I come back. And I don't use kibble or anything, but it's a really good one, and that's humanely used. And I'm, what is this bag half used? And you opened a new one. I don't know. I said, well, why didn't you use that that said that? I didn't know what a round was. I said, then why didn't you ask me? So anyway, he was a good boy. He had to put drops in one of the dog's eyes, but here's a good boy. He has been my sole support of this whole animal, and it's been all my life.
And he's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
So we don't have a lot of time here, and it's apparent that one show is not going to be enough for you.
I love you guys. I want to be right there near you.
We're so out of time here, but I'm having so much fun with you. We're going to have you on again. I like how the beginning of the call, by the way, you're in North Carolina, South Carolina,
Tennessee,
where you should have the southern. You should have a southern draw here in the next 6 months or so. But you started the phone call.
Y'all, I can do one pretty good. Yep. We're near Nashville, but I can pretty much do.
And you started this phone call with a New York accent, and then you ended with the Australian accent.
Well, see, when I get relaxed, it's funny. When I talk to my sister on the phone in Australia, I get off there, and I'm real Australian. And when I was doing acting, and I was trying to do American act, you know, commercials and things when I first arrived in America, they would say, why are you doing Southern? I said, I don't know what Southern is, but I would go into a Southern drawl, and it was just funny. So, yeah.
Denise, thank you so much for spending time with us. We're going to do it again, okay? The website, Let's Talk Animals with DeniseJames.com. We'll put links to everything you've heard over at animalradio.pets, and we're going to head back to the phones next.
This is Animal Radio, baby.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
To see Lacey, the American Bulldog mix now, you'd never guess that behavioral problems landed her on death row at the animal shelter. But thanks to Mixed Up Mutts, a nonprofit dog rescue organization founded by Chris and Sarah Stevens, Lacey was sent to prison to be trained by inmates in a pet obedience program called Prison Tales. Prison Tales pairs two inmates with a hard-to-handle dog for an intensive 12-week training program aimed at making an unadoptable dog adoptable. And it's working. Lindy Getz of Mongo, Indiana, who heads up the program, says it's a win-win situation. The animal benefits, the inmate benefits, the institution benefits, and the adopting family gets a well-trained pet. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. That's 800-451-4807.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.